Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
I'm Will Selba, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Uh-oh. It looks like there is drama in Dallas thanks in part to the 2-4 start, especially coming off a 28-point loss at home Monday night to the Cardinals. Some Cowboys players are expressing frustration with their new coaches. One Dallas player telling NFL Network's Jane Slater that head coach Mike McCarthy and his staff are, quote, totally unprepared. They don't teach. Another told her, quote, they just aren't good at their jobs. McCarthy addressing the issue last night.
When you hit a part of your season or any challenge where there is negativity out there, you know, where it comes from and who it comes from, I mean, that's something that, you know, I've never chased, but I think you do have to recognize it. And I just really go back to my first meeting with the football team. I've always stated this to every team that I've coached. I think it's important to handle things as men.
The boys are getting some much-needed help on that beleaguered D. Defensive end Randy Gregory is eligible to return to game action. He was on the commissioner's exempt list. As part of his conditional reinstatement to the league, he was cleared to begin practicing again with the team the last 2 weeks. Dallas traveling to Washington to take on the football team. Gregory has 7 career sacks, but hasn't suited up since 2018. Well, despite 2 straight wins with Ryan Fitzpatrick, the 3-3 Dolphins have decided it's Tua time. Rookie Tua Tagovailoa was named the team's new starting quarterback yesterday, Tua completing both of his passes for 9 yards during his NFL debut Sunday. When asked why they're making the switch from the veteran Fitzpatrick, a Dolphins source telling NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, quote, it's just time. With Miami in its bye week, Tua will make his first start in Week 8 against the Rams. The Saints will have some fans marching into the Superdome, the team reaching an agreement with the city of New Orleans to host 3,000 fans for Sunday's game against Carolina. But Panthers star Christian McCaffrey won't be playing. The team announcing yesterday the All-Pro will miss his 5th straight game with an ankle injury. Carolina is 3-1 this year without him. New Orleans is sitting in second place with a 3-2 record behind Tampa's 4-2 mark in the NFC South. I'm pretty sure both of those squads are high up in this week's power rankings. And speaking of power rankings, Good Morning Football's Nate Burleson stops by to give us his thoughts.
I appreciate it, Will. On GMFB, we have a lot to talk about. What team or player needs to make a statement? You know who comes to mind for me? The Buffalo Bills, coming off that loss. They faced the Jets, and I know you're saying, the Jets aren't playing well. Exactly. I was always taught, the teams that you're supposed to beat, you beat them, and beat them bad. And we also have the power rankings. This gets everybody up in arms. We're going to break it all down. Who landed at the number one spot, and who fell? On GMFB.
My man, Nate. Thank you. Appreciate that. Definitely looking forward to that. In other news, Bengals wideout John Ross is in the midst of a contract year and wants a fresh start. Ross has requested a trade from the Cincinnati Bengals, according to NFL Network's Mike Garofolo. Now, Ross's agent has had talks with Cincy about a potential deal, but those talks didn't go very far, according to Garofolo. After appearing on 56 offensive snaps in Week 1, Ross has seen his play time diminish. He played just 1 snap in Sunday's loss at the Indianapolis Colts. Now, Week 7 kicks off in just 1 day when the G-men take on the Birds. Philadelphia offensive lineman Lane Johnson limited in practice with an ankle injury, but will try to play when his Eagles take on the Giants live Thursday night here on NFL Network. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. Eastern. We'll find out who to start and who to sit on your fantasy team by downloading the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.